Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
What they're trying to do in the Florida House. They put out a bunch of proposals. They're all milquetoast. There's not one proposal that people would get excited about. Not one. So they're total half measures, which is not what people are asking for. People want to be bold. So just that right there is a problem. But what they say is, no, we're just going to put it all, let the people decide. We'll put five on the ballot and let the people decide. If they do that, first of all, the Senate's not going to do that. But if that were to be done, that is a way you kill any type of getting property tax reform, because different voters are going to read different things and none of them are going to end up getting 60%.
Remember what I said the other day? I said it's annoying to me as a Republican that you've got the Florida legislature and the governor, and we've got 70%-ish of control of all of Florida government. And yet we'll still find a way to not be able to get anything done. just stupid. So the governor is saying that the House has come up with these terrible multiple proposals for eliminating property taxes, that each one is a little bit different. Each one does a little bit different thing, and nobody's really excited about any of them. And if you put five ballot measures on the ballot, basically what you'll get is everything will fail. Or worse, you'll get some hodgepodge of policies that are not designed to work together. And that'll create a mess, too. And I actually agree with him. I think that the only way this works is if you have one clear measure on the ballot in order. And, you know, for the people who are saying that the property tax, either reform or elimination or, you know, blow up, I don't know, it depends on what side of the issue you're on. They don't want it to pass, or they do want it to pass. In any case, if you don't want anything to happen, putting five things on the ballot is a good way for nothing to happen. If you put one clear thing on the ballot, everybody is going to have, you know, $100,000 in tax exemption on their homestead, and it's going to go up $100,000 a year until it reaches, you know, $500,000 or $1 million, or until, you know, after 5 years, everybody gets a full exemption. I mean, whatever. That's a simple one. Everybody understands that. Or we're going to get rid of it all this year. Everybody understands that. But if you put this, you know, multiple different policies or multiple different approaches on, and then people have to decide, well, people will get confused and they'll shut down and, you know, it'll be chaos. So I actually agree with him about that. If you're going to do something, you need to give the voters one thing to vote on. And I think if you give the voters one clear thing to vote on, they will almost certainly pass it. I mean, who's not going to vote for, among the voters, who's not going to vote for property tax elimination? Even the ones who are worried about what it does to local government, like me. But I hate property tax. I think they're disgusting, immoral, unjust, like philosophically untenable for, you know, all across the board. Every bad word you can think of, that's what I think. But you got to come up with an alternative funding mechanism. So anyway, the governor says, no, you got to have just one thing on the ballot.
Absolutely, 100%. You have to have one amendment. It's got to be very clearly written and give people a chance to vote for it. What you don't do is put five on there that, first of all, people probably, because they're going to be written in ways that are not going to be clear, and so there's going to create confusion on the ballot. You want to be able to say, you know, vote yes on one or two, whatever number it is, you know, yes, yes, yes on that. That's what you have to do. So you only can do one.
Yeah, I really agree with him about this.
But when I see people, politicians rolling out, we're going to put five proposals on. It offends me because they think you're stupid enough for them to tell you, oh, no, we're supportive of you. We put it up. We put stuff on the ballot. We tried. They can't think you're that stupid, right? They physically can't. So it offends me that they think somehow they could get away with this by doing it. So you do one proposal, right? One proposal.
Now, I know that we're in a bit of a bicker feud between the House particularly and the governor. You know, Danny Perez, Alex Andrade is a key figure in the Florida House. You know, you might think of him as just our local legislator, but he's one of the, you know, key leaders in the House. And he's real close to Danny. And the governor has said, you know, going back to at least as far back as the whole immigration kerfuffle at the beginning of the year. And then, you know, subsequent things after that. But the governor says they think you're dumb, that you would not understand that by putting five on the ballot, they're trying to actually get all of them to fail. Okay, fair enough. But there is a sense in which the governor thinks you're dumb, too. And I think the voters are dumb, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I agree with DeSantis about this, that we're too dumb to figure out how to vote on five different measures. Right? Because that's the reason you think it fails is because five perhaps not clearly worded tax elimination measures would wind up failing. And, well, that's a belief about the intelligence of the American voter or the Floridian voter. So, you know, there's a little bit of truth on both sides. Also, the question still a little bit open is, well, what is your proposal? Because Governor DeSantis hasn't come forward with a, well, here's what I want to see happen. And that's a fair request. If you don't like ours, show me yours. You know, like, what's your alternative? And, you know, I think the governor would say, well, you know, it's up to the legislature to craft legislation. Yeah, but if they craft legislation and then say, you guys suck, and then we say, well, what's your better one? And you're like, I don't know, but you guys suck. Well, I mean, it's not all that productive of a conversation, right? So we'll see where it all goes. I will say there were a couple of very interesting things the governor talked about. You heard David right at the top of the hour, David Wayne, mention that the governor thinks that the universities in Florida ought to not be hiring foreigners under the H-1B visa program because why do we need these fuzzy furriners? Sorry, I think of Carl and Caddyshack every time I think of the word furriner, you know. I don't know, excuse me, sir, but if we kill all the gophers, you lock me up and throw away the key. You know, like, fuzzy furriner. But he's got a point that Florida, the third largest state in the union with 22 million people and a very, very robust, successful college and university system, if we can't educate enough people to be the educators for our system and we need to go outside of not just Florida but outside of the United States in order to find professors, then what's our system doing? You know, it is kind of an indictment of the ability of the system that we can't produce enough of our own needed professors natively, indigenously.
We need to make sure our citizens here in Florida are first in line for job opportunities. And if there's things that the universities need that somehow they just can't find in Florida, to me, of all employers, they are the ones that would be most responsible for why they can't find what they need. I mean, we're churning out a lot of people. This should not be that difficult to do.
Yeah, if you're the university system, you say, but we need foreign workers. And Governor DeSantis says, for what? And they say, because there's not enough skill base in the United States to give us the people we need to teach the courses. And the governor's like, well, don't you teach the people that become the employees? You know, right? And crap. You know, it's a fair question. Oh, meanwhile, you know, the best part of this press conference was, for me, the best part is just because it was a very brief and very potent nothing burger. And you'll see what I mean in a second. You know, the Hope Florida investigation, the $10 million that Centene was paying back to the state as part of their, what, $60 million overall settlement, and the $10 million got funneled through Hope Florida, these two political action campaigns that were overseen by James Uthmeyer, the attorney general. He wasn't yet, but he became, right? And, you know, to fight, what was the marijuana, and then the other, oh, man, I forget now, was it the abortion one?